invite you to open your Bibles to an Old Testament text that we're going to study this evening that still has New Testament application. The first recorded emotion of man was fear. Fear of God. Genesis chapter 3, let's read verse 9 and most of verse 10. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. I was thinking that in relation to its importance, little is said today about fear of God. Over the years, I know I've heard, and I suppose you have heard on occasion, someone say, I don't believe in a God who is to be feared. For the next few moments, let's consider a man who feared God in a way that was certainly beneficial to him, and it's still beneficial to us today. That man is Abraham. In chapter 22 of Abraham, it tells us that an angel of the Lord called unto Abraham from out of heaven. And now recorded for us in verse 12, here's what the angel said. I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Now I'm confident that we would rather be counted with Abraham than with those who fear not God. Now because of what Abraham did, he was blessed, and we today are also, because of Abraham. Let's read verses 15 through 18, still in chapter 22. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee, multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and the sand which is on the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Verse 18, And in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. God has a book with Abraham's name written therein. And again, I'm confident that we want our names to be written therein as well. This particular book is spoken of in Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, and those happen to be the last three verses of that chapter. Malachi 3, the last three verses of the chapter. Then they that feared the Lord spoke one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. That certainly describes Abraham very well, doesn't it? And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth not God. God discerns between the righteous and the wicked. He discerns between those who serve him and those who serve him not. He discerns between those who fear him and those who fear him not, chained together in the earthly life, the character of Abraham in his earthly life were faith, love, righteousness, service. We could probably add a few more. And not to be left out, fear. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. We well know that that's Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. That was Abraham's whole duty, and he fulfilled it very well. It's still our whole duty today, and we need to be fulfilling it well. About 4,000 years after Abraham, Peter would say, and Luke would write it down, Acts 10, verses 34 and 5, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And so let's never underestimate fear of God in our service to God. Abraham didn't, Peter didn't. And let's also not underestimate fear of God in God's plan of salvation. The Apostle Paul didn't. We're going to close with Acts chapter 13, verse 26. Paul, his words recorded there. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Thank you. We'll go into our Bible study.